Okay, let's do it. Here we go. It is the John DiBella Show daily podcast on this Thursday. How you doing? It's all the best stuff, our highlight reel of all the silly stuff we talked about on this October 8th. Sports cards. Remember those? In the spokes or in the binders, if you're a millennial like myself, the malls. Remember card shows? Well, apparently sports cards are back, and we really don't know why, but that's where we started off today. Santa will be quarantining this year, which should make your scared toddler happy. We heard audio from a mom-turned-principal. Hit the phones to hear your stupid mistakes that you owned up to. The Allman Brothers' Melissa was in Song Stories today. John shook the tinkle can once again, and we talked to comedian Dov Davidoff and enjoyed some real popcorn. Pop some yourself. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Remember the other day I was talking about dumb things to invest in?
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's something new to invest in. Well, actually, it's old, but people are investing in it again, and the prices are skyrocketing.
Ooh. Beanie Babies.
No, not Beanie Babies, but you're actually on the right track as to, like, you know, popular things.
Pogs.
Oh, you took it. Yeah, you took it.
No.
Tamagotchis.
No, Crazy Bones.
What else is left from the 90s?
Trading cards. Sports trading cards.
Why?
Well, out of nowhere, they can't explain it. Experts say that because of the pandemic cards have never been more popular. People are sitting around and all of a sudden going like, well, I got this. I wonder what I can get for it. You know, other people going, I wonder if anybody's selling a rookie Mike Trout card, right? Mike Trout is actually trending very high in this. Basketball cards are going, out of control. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, those cards are like.
Who's doing this? Like
just people in general. Yeah, right.
I gotta ransack my mom's attic. Apparently,
right? Football.
Dig those all up.
Football and baseball cards. Yeah, I gave all of those baseball. Remember the kid?
Oh, the kid in California.
Yep. Yeah. All right. I just made him a millionaire. Right.
Wow. Cost you a million just to ship it.
Although, when you think about it, you know, Michael Jordan and LeBron James, their basketball cards are like they're uncontrollable. It's just insane what people are paying for it.
Okay.
Meanwhile, no one's watching the finals.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right? Exactly.
It's the worst viewership they've ever had.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
How were the boys with Santa? When you went to, you got your Santa pictures last year?
Yeah.
No crying, no screaming, no yelling?
Not at all.
No,
what about James?
Things all changed once 3 came around.
Oh, wow.
Right. In fact, he's been telling me, he's worried about it. It's on his mind. It's only October,
wow.
And he's saying,
yeah, Steven loves him.
I don't want to sit on Santa's lap this year.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't want to. I want his presents. He literally said this. I don't like Santa. I like what he brings me, though. Little jerk.
Well, he might have his wishes come true. Because it seems that most malls in the country are making Christmas plans, and they do not include sitting on Santa's lap.
I never even thought about that yet.
Yeah.
Me either.
Wow. Yeah. They're planning to hold no contact Santa visits, including mass plexiglass dividers, photos from 6 feet away.
Santa's right? going to be like the Pope.
Yeah, exactly. Some malls have set up a giant snow globe, and he'll be in there. Right?
Wow. You know?
There's going to be a Santa accident at one of these.
Right. You know, well, you think about it, right?
In the oxygen.
Santas are typically in a minimum of 2 high risk categories, over 65 and overweight.
That's right.
So it's like.
Oh, man.
But I've got an idea.
What's that?
This might be a great way to make some money for the turkey drop.
Okay.
All right. What, you know, I have the Santa outfit that I use every year for, you know.
Santa Paws?
For Santa Paws.
Yeah.
Right. And. What if I set up Zoom calls, say for $10 or $25 or something like that, that would go to, turkeys?
Yeah.
What if I set up a Zoom call and you could have your kid talk one-on-one to Santa Claus?
Not a bad idea.
I would love to watch that from the background.
All right, yeah. And I don't have to put on the whole suit. I only need the jacket.
Hopefully you have pants on.
And they won't smell your stoly breath.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Well, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
Have you seen the footage of Principal Mom?
Yes. No. Right. You sent it to me.
I sent it to you?
Yeah.
All right. Do you still have it? Because
I can throw it up there, yeah.
Okay. Because, well, you know, with all these kids, you know, going to school at home, right, you know, they wanted to be more relaxed. So Principal, this is her first day. As Principal Mom.
Okay.
With the kids staying home. And, I should say, they have an intercom system in the house.
Right.
Where every room
Fancy.
Has a speaker. You ready?
Yeah.
This is what they woke up to the first day of at-home learning.
Welcome, student, to the first day of online school. This is your principal, Mom. Just a reminder, lunch today is whatever you make yourself.
And just remember, we're all in this together.
Right. No, that's some Hunger Games stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Right. It is. Yes. It is. All right. Right.
I volunteered to skip school.
As time went along, she got better with her announcements.
All right.
Good morning, student. To make school at home more fun, I've decided to add a little spirit to our day. Do the dishes. Do the dishes.
Take the trash out.
Ivy dropping out.
The
yep.
Feed the dogs.
And for our 75th quarter quell, we'll be bringing back students that graduated to go back to school.
I'm majoring in running away from home.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9. MGK.
So I forgot to wish you happy birthday yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and it's so funny because it wasn't until I got home, because it's Lisa's birthday also yesterday. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is what's Randy's birthday? Is it the day before mine or the day after mine?
It's a day after yours.
Yeah, right. So Randy and I, her husband and I, our birthdays are a day apart. Her and Lisa, their birthdays are the exact same date, which explains why we never go out on a date together. I've got a question for everybody because I saw this yesterday, and we've all done over the years some pretty dumb things.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you about the dumb thing you did, right? And you can call us in the studio at 215-263-WMGK. But this woman, her name is Kaylee Wilkes, and it seems that she had this, like, little succulent plant, right? And she spent 2 years watering it and nurturing it and taking care of it, you know, and decided, you know, it's not really growing that much. I should repot it, which is a smart thing to do, mm-hmm. you know, before it gets totally root-bound and it can't do anything. So she goes to repot it, and when she pulls the plant out of the pot, she notices that the plant is planted in styrofoam.
Uh-oh.
It was a fake plant. For two solid years, she had been watering a fake plant. Right? And what really threw her is on top of the styrofoam, they had put sand. Right? They glued sand on so it looks like that's what it was living in. Right? And you can only imagine. You can only imagine, like, the world tore her apart for it. But come on, didn't Dan do something like this?
Years ago, my mom had poinsettias out on the bay window. He came home, I don't know where it was, maybe he was out drinking. He came home, and the man has probably never watered a flower or a plant in his life. Decides that, well, there are poinsettias there, I'm going to water them. And he waters both of them, fills them all up, and the next morning comes down to a huge puddle of water because it just ran right through what was styrofoam and not dirt, and it's all over the bay window.
Man. Yeah. Oh, man.
Something tells me a lot of people have watered you know, fake plants over the
years. They look really good these years.
Right, right.
You know,
but we've all made some classic mistakes that to this day we're probably still laughing at. So if you've got one, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, and we'd like to hear yours. Do you have one?
I have one. It was a recurring stupid thing I would do when I was at Temple. I'd always get drunk before going to get picked up on the R5 line on SEPTA in Colmar. And the amount of times I'd get a call from my mom that would stir me awake and be like, Dave, where are you? Been waiting for 20 minutes now. And I look outside and I say, oh, crap, I'm in Doylestown. Slept right through it. I mean, it happens seasonally. Seasonally. Sorry, Mom. I need some gas mileage.
My latest one is, this happened just like 2 days ago. Every once in a while, we have a building pass and an office pass, right? So we got these two passes we need to get into work, right? And every once in a while, I would leave the passes at home.
Sure.
And fortunately enough, I'm close enough that I can, you know, drive to my house, grab it, and come back and not really lose that much time. So to break the habit, I started putting my pass in my shoulder bag. I said, you know, why am I putting this in a drawer at home? Why don't I just put it in the shoulder bag and that's why it's always there?
Mm-hmm.
So it was. So when I come the other morning, I get up and, you know, I head to the station and I get here and I start tapping my belly because it's on one of those lanyards, and I, you know, I can't find it.
Sure.
Right. And maybe I left it in the bag, and I tear the bag completely apart. Not there. Right. Get in the car, drive home to find to get the pass.
Mm-hmm.
Not there. Turn around and figure, okay, I'm going to bump into one of the two of you eventually. Maybe you'll let me in, right? Or you better let
me
in.
Maybe.
Right? You know? And I see Steve Morrison from MMR walking in. I see, Steve, hold the door. Go on. I said, I can't find my pass. He says, I leave mine in a car. I always have it there. I said, yeah. I said, I usually put it in my bag, but I don't know what happened. Right? I get upstairs. I had a light sweatshirt on. I get upstairs. I have it around my neck.
Wow.
I have it around my neck, but it has managed to catch itself like – under like on a pocket that was on the sweatshirt inside.
Like in your armpit?
So when I started to hit my chest for it, as far as I was concerned, it was gone.
You did a bad pat down.
Yeah, I did a really bad pat down. So what is yours? What is the dumb thing, whether it was watering a plant for 2 years that was fake, right, or forgetting your pass, or sleeping through the bus stop, whatever it might be, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So after about 300 attempts at writing Melissa, one of the first songs that the late Greg Allman wrote that he felt it was good enough to record, right? He wrote it on Dwayne's guitar in 1967. Dwayne loved it, but the Allmans didn't put it on their first few studio albums. It didn't show up anywhere. But when Greg played the song at Dwayne's funeral, everybody in the band was like, "What's that?" Right? You know. And so, well, here's how Greg explained it to us.
It was a pipe dream. I was on the road and I was pretty lonely, and I made up this perfect lady, and I didn't know what really to call her. And I was in the grocery store one day, which is a place that I don't really frequent. You know? And there's this cute little girl. She was running away from her mother, and her mother called out, "Melissa, come back here." And I thought, that's a pretty name. So that's what I call it.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella Podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
It has been a while since we've done this, but we decided to bring it back because Ross Choate and the folks at Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram gave us $1,000. And you know what? That means it's time for the return of Tinkle Can. Yep. It'll be your job starting Monday morning at 7:40 to take a guess at actually how much money is in the Tinkle Can. This could be the amount we go with. Maybe I'll change the amount. Might increase it a little. Might decrease it a little. Just for Monday. Once we set it, it is what it is. And your job is to take a guess at how much money is in there. And we will tell you if you're high or low, helping other people to narrow in what the amount is. We'll play at 7:40. And if nobody gets it, we'll play again at 7:50.
Cool.
Until somebody figures out exactly how much tinkle is in the tinkle can. And get it right, and $1,000 is yours. From Norristown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
We came across a story, or I came across a story yesterday, and I knew the story that Steve had in store, right, which is there's this woman who, she bought a plant, right, and she, you know, took care of it at home for years, for 2 years. She's watering it, she's nurturing it, she realizes, you know, it's not growing much, I should put it in a bigger pot, give the roots a little more room. She pulls it out of the pot where the plant is sitting in a big, giant chunk of styrofoam because it's fake. It was a fake succulent plant, and she was, you know, but it had like sand glued to the top, so it looked like it was in the right soil, right? You know, just
must have been a good one.
Totally screwed up. And yours really isn't yours. It's Big
my
Dan's.
Dad's. Yeah, my dad decided that he was going to water the poinsettias my mom had out for Christmas that go out every year. I don't know how they survive in storage because they're fake. And there was water all over the bay window.
I love that one. I'd always pass out on SEPTA's regional rail, right past my stop, end up in Doylestown and say, Mom, can you reroute, please?
Come to Doylestown. Yep. So we've got a bunch of people on the phone, 215-263-WMGK. Let's start with Stuart. Good morning. Do you like Stu, Stuart, Stewie? What do you want to be called?
Stu.
Hey, Stu, how you doing?
Well, I listen to you every morning, and when I heard you ask for that question, I knew I had the classic answer.
Okay.
Last month, I was driving home. I have a Corvette. I took the roof off, and I was on the Atlantic City Expressway. It started to rain. I pulled over, and of course, it's high speed, and I was very nervous. I hopped out of the car, grabbed the roof from the trunk, put it back on the Corvette, and waited for traffic to pass, hopped back in the car, took off. Forgot to hook the roof. At 65 miles an hour, the roof blew off. I've never seen it again.
Oh, my God.
Drove home in the rain.
I thought sheets of ice were bad. Here comes a roof.
Tom, what about yourself? Dumb thing you did.
I bought a futon at IKEA.
Okay.
And I put together many things purchased at IKEA. I get home, and I assembled it. And every time I sat on it, my butt would just collapse right through to the floor.
Okay.
I thought that it was a problem with the product and not myself. So there was no getting it back into the box it came in. I had to very carefully load my entire car with all the parts of this thing. I grabbed a receipt. I went to IKEA, took it to the returns, and got credit for the return.
Okay.
Then I went upstairs and looked at the model that was assembled on the floor, and I saw what my mistake was.
Was the mistake you didn't put the slats in?
I had it upside down.
Jim, what about yourself? The big dumb thing you did.
Well, it wasn't actually me. It was my dad.
Okay.
And this was quite a few years ago. My dad since passed, but I was sitting in the living room, and my dad walks into the kitchen. He'd been outside working around the house, and he gets a bunch of bread, and he goes outside. A few minutes later, he comes back inside, and he gets some more bread. And I said, Dad, what are you doing? And he says, oh, he says, there's a duck in the creek. And he says, and I'm feeding him. And so I went outside with him, and we get out there, and he says, he doesn't seem to want to take it. And he starts throwing more food to the duck. And I said, Dad, it's a decoy.
Kristen, your big dumb mistake, what was it?
About 2 years ago, I took my daughter to the hospital because I put her in the bath and she was blue. So I was like, oh my God, she's not breathing. We get to the hospital and it's from her Christmas dress. She was dyed blue.
What?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my.
I was so embarrassed.
I don't know if that's a stupid mistake. Well, I mean, it is stupid, but.
Right, it's funny now.
If you don't know, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, I'd be that paranoid too.
You also might have noticed that, did she walk to the car?
Yeah, and you know, the worst part is, I'm a nurse.
Oh, God.
Now it's stupid.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
It isn't so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
He will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight for one show and then two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:15 and 9:30. He is the one, the only, where the hell has he been? Dob Davidoff is here. Hey, Dob, how you doing?
John DeBella, scholar and a gentleman.
I got to tell you, it's been so long since I've spoken to you, I can't even pronounce your name anymore.
Yeah, no, listen, it can be a tongue twister. Look, it's been a while. The world, hopefully, things are starting to open back up a bit. New York just opened up indoors last week.
And they're closing this week.
Yeah, and they may be closing this week. Yeah, parts of it are closing this week. Yeah, we had a good 7-day run.
It has been so long since we have spoken that in that time, you've become a father, and that child is over 2 years old now?
Yeah, yes, I've become a father. The child is, he's about a month away from two. No, it's fascinating what goes on. My first one, so for me, it's still new. I'm a little old for a first kid, but for me, it's new.
Both Dave and Steve, they've got new ones and slightly older ones.
Steven's 3.5, and I got a 1-year-old.
All right, and
yep, 3 and 6 months.
All right, so they prepare for three.
Oh, dude, three is
it is brutal
nightmare.
Yeah, no, I could only imagine. Listen, I mean, two is tough enough right now. Yeah. But, you know, it's a different kind of love you have for a kid. My kid was looking in my eyes while doing a number two, while smiling.
Obviously, you were quarantined with the baby.
I was quarantined with the baby, yeah. This quarantine, I don't know. I don't have anything new to say that people have not already experienced. It's just been such a strange period for the last 7 months. I mean, I walked off stage March 13th was when the clubs in New York City closed down. And my first headline gig back was last week.
What was that like, getting up on stage for the first time in 7 months? Because probably ever since you started doing comedy, there's never been a stretch more than maybe 2 weeks that you didn't work.
No, never. I mean, for 20 years I've been working. It was like, having sex for the first time after you get out of a 10-year prison bid. You know, it's like there's some excitement, but also, can I maintain here? Am I going to knock off too quickly? I mean, there's a lot of, it's a paradoxical experience. There's a lot going on.
Now, you said you waited a long time to have a kid. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 47 as of last week.
Okay.
So, yeah, I waited a long time. I mean, I was running and gunning as a single person for years. And, you know, the truth is I had this I had this dream / nightmare. I had screwed a relationship up with this person who was really important to me. And it was my fault.
Uh-huh.
And I had, like, this fantasy that I was on one side of, like, the Sunset Strip. And I see my ex on the other side. And she's... she has a husband and a kid, and they're smiling, and the sun is shining, and they're eating ice cream. And then I'm on the other side of the street, and it's dark, and it's raining, and I have an open shirt with a gold chain. And she sees me. She sees me trying to convince some stripper I know people with good coke. And I thought, I don't want to be this guy. I got to change a few things up here. And so, you know, that was the epiphany. And I said, I got to get out of this mindset and move on.
You realize, though, let's see, I mean, how old will you be in 18 years? What is he? What did you say? You're 47 now?
Yeah, I'm going to be in mid-60s in 18 years.
So when he's graduating high school.
Yeah, right, I'm going to be limping along. I said I want to do it. And I don't know if this marriage is going to hold. I'm betting against it, but we'll be excellent co-parents. And I'm really glad I had a kid.
You know what else I'm glad about? Because I was doing some research this morning. I said, gee, I haven't spoken to Dov in the longest time. Let me look into some things. And then Steve turns and says, hey, wait a second, you should see this. Where'd you find those pictures?
Oh, on your Instagram.
Oh, on his Instagram page, all right?
Yeah.
We're both short hair guys. You and I are both short hair guys, right? And I will admit to having a mullet, or as Dave calls it,
a skullet.
I had a skullet.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But you, sir, you.
Next level.
All right. Oh, yeah. You were the shot they put in the barbershop. Right, you want one of these haircuts?
No doubt about it. Yeah, and that barbershop was in a prison. That's the shop that they hung on that wall. I look like a real degenerate. If you arrest everybody with that haircut, crime would drop by 20% tomorrow.
Or at least meth sales would.
Exactly. Oh, and by the way, monster truck ticket sales would be down as well.
How long did you have a mullet like that for?
Years, man. Man, I was a degenerate. From the time I was 15 through, or maybe 13, 7, 5, 6, 8 years. I'm not sure, but it was a hell of a run.
The 2-year-old at 47 makes sense now.
Yeah, it's beginning to make a hell of a lot more sense now.
Yeah. Wouldn't even allow that guy to have a kid.
Weren't you in Shades of Blue, that Jennifer Lopez movie?
I spent the last 2 years on that television show, probably about 6 months before the pandemic hit. That show came to an end.
Did you get to work with Jennifer, closely?
Yeah,
how was it?
I was fine. She's cool. There's no drama or, BS. You go in on set. It's early in the morning, and you've got a scene to shoot, you're two people getting through the day. And look, I don't have any wonderful stories where Jennifer jumped up, started singing, and did a twirl. She's fine.
a cooler gig.
She's fine. You know, everybody's like, oh, my God, Jennifer Lopez. Listen, I've been around hot Puerto Rican chicks most of my life. After a while, you know, it's a person.
Well, if you God mentioned bless. It that way, which was the cooler gig, working with J-Lo or working with Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, neither one. I like Ray Liotta. Yeah, all we did was drink tequila and chew Chantix.
Well, Dom Davidoff is going to be at Helium Comedy Club tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. You can get tickets, as always, through heliumcomedy.com. It was good to hear you, sir. I can't wait to see you again.
You as well. Thanks, guys.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of family movie nights, I have taken on, I don't know what brought me to this. Actually, I do know, all right? When I'm watching a movie at home, I want popcorn, just like I have at the movie theater, right?
In the same way.
All right? But I'm done with microwave popcorn. Okay. I'm actually making it from scratch again. I was at this store, the Head Nut, which is like spices and candies and all that. Uh-huh. And they have, you know, bags of, you know,
kernels.
Corn kernels. And I made it myself in a pot. It was spectacular.
How do you, is it just heating up?
You just heat up a pot, put some oil on the bottom, right? Cover the bottom with, you know, kernels, mm-hmm. right? Turn up the heat. You'll hear it coming.
How long does it take?
Three,
4 days?
No, 5-6 minutes.
Okay. No, that's not bad. Right, right.
Although the first time I did it, I put too much in there. Next thing I know, I hear this bang, 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 bang. It was
the lid.
It was the lid. It was filling up so much and pushed the lid off the damn thing.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Ding.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.